Hello everybody, welcome back to Young Eyes. If this is your first episode, I do urge you to go listen to the first one. And today's episode is all about how MPs always throwing insults at each other. So, let's get right into it. So the first one here is Mr. Jeremy Corbyn talking to the people in the House of Commons about the NHS and nurses and teachers. And he says, the Prime Minister found £1 billion to keep her job. Why can't she find the same amount for the doctors and nurses in their jobs? And Theresa May refused to answer. So it was quite angry as well. But there is also, there's also been a lot of rivalry between them, and I don't know, there's not much we can do about that. I guess it's just them putting into emotion how they feel and what can be done differently about the way this country is run. So this next bit is all about the little tussles and arguments that Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn have had at the PMQs. So, first of all, we've got the Tories repeatedly use the words strong and stable leadership when they were talking about the Conservative government. And they, so Corbyn replied that they are only strong against the weak and weak against the strong, which gained many cheers and shouts from all around the House of Commons. So May compared him to an unscrupulous boss, saying how he doesn't listen to his workers, doubles his workers' workload, and exploits the rules to further his own career. After that, she looked very pleased with herself. Jeremy Corbyn called Theresa May the irony lady instead of the iron lady. And Theresa May said, when talking about Brexit, that she had a plan and Corbyn didn't have a clue. Jeremy Corbyn really questioned May's priorities to do with the school funding. And he also said, when talking about the NHS, if she won't listen to the Red Cross, who will she listen to? So it's all very aggressive when it comes to these two. They're always in a constant fight. He also said that Theresa May is in denial about the NHS's poor conditions, and he went on to go talk about how one mother's 22-month-old son was kept in poor conditions while being treated. Theresa May also said that Jeremy Corbyn leads protests and she leads a country. And this last one is not between Corbyn or May, but Tom Watson, Jeremy Corbyn's, so he's on Jeremy Corbyn's side, so Labour, dabbed after Jeremy Corbyn said, "We need a government who puts the NHS first and will invest in our NHS." So, I don't really know what that was about, but if you didn't know what dab was, it's an old dance craze that started in the US, but yeah, so I don't really know what that was about. Maybe trying to prove a point or something. But last but not least, Jeremy Corbyn. The big question was, did he say stupid woman or stupid people? Now, he does say that he said stupid people instead of stupid woman, as he has been called sexist for saying stupid woman. Although, no one really knows, and yeah. when it first started out, they had to get, I think it was lip reading professionals to read his lips, and they first thought it was stupid woman, but I'll leave it to you to decide. It's a very tricky one. You could see it both ways, so thanks for listening, and I hope you listen to episode number 3 in March. Bye!